Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is a video to say that Rachel Reeves is a criminal. She is the Chancellor of the Exchequer of the United Kingdom. That's Finance Minister, if you're not British. So, Miss Reeves, she moved into number 11 Downing Street in July last year. So that's the official residence of the Chancellor Exchequer, leaving a house in London vacant, which she then rented out. So far, so ethical and so legal. But in the borough that she lives, which is Labour controlled, they've chose to introduce a licensing scheme for landlords pursuant to legislation passed by the previous Labour government in 2004. So it's up to the local authority whether they wish to make these licenses mandatory or not. It's permissive rather than compulsive legislation. And she didn't get that license. You have to do it within 28 days of renting out the property. It costs £900. Is ready to see that it's fit to be rented out. It is in conformity with carbon monoxide legislation and consonance with other rules and so on. And that's it. She faces a big fine. It could be £38,000, and it's got to be serious because the fine could be just so high. So she and her husband and her children are in this grace and favour accommodation. So yet again, Labour's breaking its own rules. A law passed by a Labour government. And indeed, a licensing scheme issued by a Labour borough council. And this is, in a sense, a tax about her making more money. So Southwark Council, she didn't even apply for that license. She realised what she did wrong and she said this was a mistake. It was surely through inadvertence. That may be true, but her role is surely is not to make mistakes, is to get it right, especially in financial matters. As if anything else, she claimed the letting agent would inform her if this were required. Well, you mustn't delegate responsibility, okay? The letting agent is not vicariously liable for her negligence. As she's the landlady or landlord, if you prefer, it behoves her to act in accordance with the law and so on. So will she be forced to resign? So it is a crime. Now, it might not be prosecuted, and I don't think anyone will ever go to jail over this. But that's it. So there she is, and she said this is true. So that's definitely a criminal. All right. So did she receive a warning or something like that? Wow. So she didn't obtain that license. Rachel Reeves. So will she be forced to resign? I mean, she should resign because she's been such a terrible chancellor. So the rent is going to be £3,200 a month. Now, Sir Keir Starmer is on her side, but he was on the side of Angela Rayner, first of all. But more information has come into the public domain just today. So far, Magnus Lawrie, I think that's his name, is the government's ethics czar. He's not a Labour Party person, belongs to any party person. And he thinks he's a civil servant. So far, he's saying this is small fry, and the ministerial code says in the cases of in the case of a de minimis breach of the rules, an apology may be sufficient. I realise we're doing people apologising every single day, and then we just have a revolving door of ministers, and you get through. Every single government and MP have to appoint the least experienced, most unsuitable people, and then run out of all of them and have to start appointing people again. And by the way, I predict that Angela Rayner will be back in the cabinet with a 12-month. But she should resign. Is she going to resign? I think not yet. It could get worse for Labour. It's just more bad news to run and run and run. Labour needs this like they need a hole in the head. People say, well, what about Nigel Farage? Yes, now he lied saying that house in where is it, Southend-on-Sea. Is owned by him. It's not. It's owned by his girlfriend, Laure, whatever her surname is, is an Italian surname, or I don't know. You can play tu quoque about conservatives who've done unethical things. And yes, there's some totally unethical, totally Pinocchio conservatives like Boris Johnson and Nadeem Zahawi. All that's absolutely true. None of which is remotely exculpatory of Miss Reeves. So will she resign? That'd be a big beast to fall. In fact, it'd be probably good for Starmer to have an excuse to get rid of her because she's such an embarrassment to the Labour government. And then you've got this unpopular budget coming up, which almost certainly is going to increase income tax. What do you think? Should Miss Reeves resign or not? She is evil, like most MPs. Most MPs are murderers, and she certainly is a murderess. So she is someone who has repeatedly advocated for and acted for sexual violence against children, the mass murder of little children, children being tortured to death, the ultimate act of abuse, the ultimate betrayal of parental responsibility for solely selfish reasons, based on the ludicrous and illogical claim that people are not people when they are in utero, that a child is really an organ of a mother's body, and a child is certainly not an organ of a mother's body. So it's absolutely sick that she should be there pretending to care about children when she is a terrible danger to our children. And I say this in a not in a, in a partisan way. It's not party political. All parties are bad in this, but Labour's the worst of the worst. I don't think a single member of the Labour cabinet ever voted to have any protection for any child who's in utero. Some of the backbench Labour MPs, even they blanch at this just unlimited violence against children. And I've heard these feminazi arguments, but we don't try and tell men not to do with their genitals or whatever reproductive organs. You do. I mean, and that's good, as in rape is not allowed. Well, good. And so murder should or shouldn't be allowed either, including if that's a child who's contained inside a woman's reproductive organs. Is the womb not part of the reproductive system? Well, I mean, it certainly is. Okay. Control a woman's body. Well, can I control a man's body? Well, you would do control a man's body insofar as he's not allowed to murder someone, with his hands, with his feet, with any other part of his body, and so on. Well, that would be a good thing. And where we can go and what we can wear, can we go into this changing room or not? Can we go to this private property or not? Can go to the other country or not without a visa? In that sense, male bodies are controlled like female bodies. Of course, they're not comparing like with like, because a man cannot carry a child inside his body. A man doesn't have a uterus. Rachel Reeves probably wouldn't tell the plain truth about that, would be willfully ignorant on this one. There's no operation on a man's body that's going to kill somebody else. In that sense, you're not comparing like with like. So she advances these absolutely specious and irrational arguments because of her obsession to visit violence on the most vulnerable members of our society to wipe out the next generation when greedy and selfish people like her, people who are too tight-fisted to pay for their own children, and just think this child might possibly get in the way of my career, so I'll murder my daughter or son just to get a promotion or something like that. It's absolutely sickening. And then have the chutzpah to claim this is healthcare when obviously depriving people of oxygen to the point of death is not healthcare. If it were, why isn't it done to Rachel Reeves? That ripping someone's legs off and ripping someone's arms off and ripping someone's head off, causing exsanguination, is not medical care, is it? If so, why is it not done to Rachel Reeves? And so forth. That breaking someone's spine isn't health care, is it? And if it is health care, should it be done to Rachel Reeves? Why not? And so on. And claiming that an embryo is not a human being, but she was an embryo, she's a human being now, she must have been a human being then. She can't have been any other species. She's alive now, she must have been alive then. She can't have been dead then, can she? You can't go from death to life, can you? Regarding life, the only possible statuses are alive and dead. Right. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel, and make sure you do what you can to act against murderous politicians, demagogues like Miss Reeves.